Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 475 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about our Christmases. We're going to talk about her massive clean out that she is currently in the middle of. And we talk about Melanie's interesting new perspective about the new year. We would love for you to join us on Patreon. If you haven't done that yet, it's at patreon.com/bigboo. We have a new $10 level this year where we're going to read through issues of Southern Living together. We have an $8 level where you get two bonus episodes a month and a live episode at the end of every month. And then we have a $5 level where you get those two bonus episodes. $10 level gets extra early access to live show tickets, so it's a good little incentive to join us. We would also be so happy if you stopped by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Alrighty, everybody, here we go with episode 475. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Here we are at the end of 2025.
Listen, who would have thought it? It's like the post-Christmas, and I couldn't tell you what day it is. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. It's Tuesday. I just know because I looked at my calendar this morning. But there's a lot of confusion just in my head when I first wake up in the mornings about what day it is. Where am I in the in the context of just time in general?
That's it.
This month in particular.
Yeah. I kind of knew today was Tuesday. Now that you say that, that does make sense to me because our trash people, our garbage men have not come since last Tuesday because we knew they would be off Friday because of Christmas. And so I've been living for, because the amount of trash we currently have piled by the street.
Yes.
You know, like, it's like, I get it. I want them to have a vacation, but this is also a time when people have a lot of trash.
It is a deal this time of year, and I am not past, particularly this week in the year, if I need to put trash in the back of my car.
Yes.
And we have a couple of places where you can take boxes and stuff like that here, like for our county. It's a thing that I really frequent this time of year because I have to get it out of the house. I have no room really for any trash whatsoever. I need it out of here. And it doesn't help that I have cooked so much. Yes. I have made so much garbage with the cooking that I have done. And so you have to think through it. You can't pile up too much or they won't get it. So
no, it's a whole thing. And I feel like, so I did know that it was Tuesday, but I feel like it's so confusing because post Christmas, what happens is every day you turn on the TV and there's always football on. So that is not, that it's not a signifier of anything.
It doesn't. Represents nothing.
It means nothing. So I'm like, football's on. I'm still eating Chex Mix. Because, you know, why am I going to not eat it as long as it's here? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's just, time is all relative at this point. So, but really I did tell Perry this morning, I said, I really like this week between Christmas and New Year's. And he said, how is this week different than the rest of your life? And I'm going to tell you,
I don't need him to judge, Melanie.
That's what I'm saying.
It is different. It is so different.
It's very different.
This is the best week of the year, in my opinion.
I agree.
Because you have all the stress of, not that Christmas is super stressful at this stage in our lives, but you have all the obligations that go with Christmas. And then you have, which I believe is for both of us, is one of our favorite things. You have the promise of the new year in front of you. There's nothing I love more than a new year. I get so excited about it. And yesterday, you and I normally record on Mondays, but you would ask if we could record today because y'all were going to the ranch. Yeah. I woke up yesterday and I was like, I don't have to do one thing today, but think. I'm going to think and I'm going to make lists in my notebook and I'm going to make a playlist and I'm going to think about 2026. I love it. So I love this week. I think it's fantastic.
I agree. I feel like, what other week can you not wear a bra for days on end?
That's it.
And you don't have to put on makeup. You're not going anywhere. You know,
you're not
what I
going
mean?
Anywhere.
Mm-hmm. There's no obligation. It finally got cold here yesterday, so that feels right because now it's like I can wear my sweats. And so I'm happy about that situation. I don't know. It just feels really good.
I agree. So how was Christmas in San Antonio?
Christmas in San Antonio was probably the hottest Christmas on record. I'm going to say that mid-afternoon on Christmas Day, I went to take Mabel for a walk. And when I tell you that I was in a full-on sweat, I was like, this is Christmas Day. Like it just, and I know we live in South Texas, but it was so hot. Like it, it wasn't even moderately hot. It was like, this is a full-on summer day is what's happening.
It was balmy here. It was so humid.
Yes.
And I, you know, I had the cold and I kept saying, I need the front. I need the front to come through.
Yes.
I need the pressure and the atmosphere to break.
Yeah. It just, but we had a great Christmas. It was super low key. But it was great. We went to church on, so on the 23rd, Perry and Caroline and I always go. It's kind of our tradition that just the three of us go out to eat and then we drive around and look at Christmas lights, which, you know, they're again, super festive when it's 85 degrees outside.
Yes.
But we did go eat at Little M's Oyster Bar, which has become one of our favorites.
I have heard you mention Little M's. Yes.
Listen, it's so cute. It's down on South Alamo, so it's kind of downtown. But listen, I got a spicy shrimp linguine that I'm still thinking about. Like,
high price.
I can't even tell you how good it was. So anyway, we did that. We drove around and looked at Christmas lights. Christmas Eve, Perry and Caroline deliver cinnamon rolls to our friends and some neighbors. And then we went to church. We went over to Mimi and Bops's house for Mexican food. And came home, watched It's a Wonderful Life, because that's what we do.
Yes.
And then Christmas Day, we just, listen, we slept in. We had our breakfast casserole and our cinnamon rolls and open presents and just kind of lounged around. It was really nice. And then that night we watched Stranger Things. So,
okay.
And Steve Harrington did not die as of right now. It was a great Christmas. How about y'all?
Ours was really, it was kind of breezy. My sister and my brother-in-law went to go get Daddy, even though Daddy, you know, says he can still drive. And he can still drive. He drives all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But he likes to drive on the interstate in the right lane. And it just gives us a little bit of pause.
Yes.
You know?
Understandably so.
Especially in the holiday traffic. So they went to get him. He would want me to make sure to say, though, he's still a very good driver.
Yes.
And so they got him Christmas Eve and they were going with some friends to a Christmas Eve service. So he came over here and I cooked that night for him. I fried chicken and I made macaroni and cheese and I cooked some cabbage, which I love. And so he hung out here and then Suzanne and Barry came back over here and we had so much food left over. They made to-go plates to take home with them.
Gosh, yeah.
And then Christmas Eve, we picked Daddy up at their house and our church this year. And I can't praise this enough. Added a Christmas Eve service at 10 in the morning. Now, I know for you, that might not be your particular favorite a Christmas. But listen, for me, for David, we were so happy about, like, it's 10 in the morning. It's like, it was a revelation. Anyway, we had a beautiful Christmas Eve service. We took Daddy to lunch, came back here, and then I spent the rest of the day cooking for Christmas and trying to get things wrapped and all that. Christmas Day, we went to my sister's. I made lasagna and mama's herb bread that she made. Suzanne made a huge salad. I had made that Biscoff crack, which David said I was going to have to pour gasoline on.
Yes.
Like, because if we just put it in the trash, he would pull it out. And so we had lunch and then we had a little rest time. And then we went back over there for supper. And we finished the lasagna, which was great. No leftovers.
Okay.
We finished the bread. No leftovers there. Like, we didn't have much food, but we had enough food and didn't have to deal with leftovers. And then the next night, they came over here with Daddy, and I cooked again. I can't remember what I cooked. But I cooked supper, and we just hung out and watched football, and that was all fun and good. And then they took Daddy home, I guess, Saturday. So,
okay.
So all things considered, it was pretty breezy. Our friends the Coonses came over on this past Saturday night, and I cooked again. That seems to be the theme of my holidays.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have cooked a lot.
I know, but you know, I love it, and I love it this time. Like, I'm so excited because my favorite meal of the whole year to cook is New Year's Day. That's my favorite meal of the year. So I just got a grocery order so I can do that. I did chicken and dumplings when Steph and Joey and Ella came over, or Joey, Steph, and Ella.
Joey, Steph, and Ella.
It sounds like I say. And a couple of other things. And we just hung out and let the kids tell us stories, and it was fun. So it's been just, you know, a lot of time at home, a lot of time in the kitchen. Been Pilates a few times, which is good for my, it's good for my mind as it is for my, you know, joints and whatnot.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm just sitting here gearing up for 2026 and happy about all the lists I made yesterday when I got to think.
See, I'm kind of, here's where I am a little bit with the new year. I read a thing on Instagram, so you know it's true.
Sure.
That said that if you go by, what we're going by is like the Roman calendar that was set where January, but really in the biblical year, your new year isn't until like March or April. It really coincides more with spring. And I'm going to say, I feel like I subscribe to that a little bit more because I like a soft launch. I like a beach entry into the new year.
I feel like you just gaslit me a little bit about the new year. No, I love it so much. And you just said, it's not actually what you think it is.
Well, it can be, here's the thing though, it can be whatever you want it to be, is what I'm saying. I feel like for some people, the new year starts in September. They coincide it with the back to school year.
Sure.
And I think that's fair. I think for some people, they really like January. And I think you like to January 1st is like a reset.
Yes.
I just know that January gets here and it's so dark and cold and it is truly the bleak midwinter. Yes. And so I've noticed that a lot of times, now I will start some new things January 1st, but a lot of times if I'm super motivated to change my life the first week of January, that turns into a big epic fail for me personally.
Yeah. Now I'm not interested in changing my life.
Yes.
I just like the feeling of a clean slate.
Yes.
I like the feeling of possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Like of like you just got wide open possibility stretched ahead of you. I don't need a lot of resolution. I'll do like a low-level goal.
Yes. Same.
I have already made a list of my low-level goals for this year.
Mm-hmm.
I like the intention that comes with a new year, but I don't see it as a time to change my whole life because that is a fool's errand in my opinion.
No, you know? It's not going to happen. And I feel like at this point, listen, Caroline got me one of my vibration plate for Christmas. I did get that.
Okay. I'm so glad we pulled out mine the other night when the Coonses were here and entertained ourselves with everybody taking a turn on the vibration plate.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I love it. I've used it every day. It makes me feel great.
Me feel nauseated, but I'm so happy for you.
I did read that, though, that for some people, if you feel nauseated, it's something about your inner ear crystals and stuff. That is a legitimate thing.
It does stand to reason that I would have an inner ear issue. It really does.
Well, because you have those very small ear canals.
I do. Thank you for remembering that. I do.
So, but I really like it. I think it feels invigorating. It's a great, I told Perry what I'm going to work on. Now, here is something that I'm going to try to do. You know, everybody, all the kids, they talk about your habit stacking, you know, where you stack your habits. So I do, what I have done is I've charged up my red light face mask. And so I think what I'm going to start doing is wear that while I do my vibration.
If you would just send me a video, please.
So
just a quick one. Mm-hmm.
It is a little jarring though, because this one has built-in programs. And so when I was trying to figure it out the first day I got it, because of course I wasn't going to read the directions. I was just going to push a bunch of buttons on the deal to see what
Amen
it would
to
do.
That. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you that when I put it on the highest setting day one, that was a little aggressive. It was
okay.
It was a little much, a little jarring.
Alex really likes it too. He thinks there, and Ella loved it. We could hardly get her like to give anybody else a turn.
Yeah.
She really enjoyed it. So I'm going to investigate my inner ear situation because I don't mind it. Like I think it's one of those can't hurt, might help things to me. Easy enough to stand there and watch TV, you know, while
That's
it shakes you to death.
Yeah.
But I do need to figure out why it makes me a little bit nauseated. Yeah. So.
But I do think from a fitness standpoint, listen, I'm already, we're just, you know, we're in full fitness mode over here because of Perry's obsession with it now. So like,
yes.
I can't eat any more protein than what I'm currently eating. I can't lift any more weights that I'm currently lifting. So mm-hmm. I'll add the vibration plate, but like, so from that standpoint, now listen, I do at some point need to get rid of the Chex Mix and probably eat a vegetable. You know, that would probably be good, but that's a 2026 problem.
That's what I was going to say. Go easy on yourself. Yes. No need to do it all at once. My goodness.
Right now there's still some toffee to eat. I mean, there's a couple of things to finish, you know?
I do get to a point though, and I kind of hit it 2 days ago where I sort of thought, that feels like enough sugar. Not because I'm trying to make up my mind to do something different. It was just like, that feels like enough. I kind of hit the point where I felt like I was on Elf and somebody was serving me spaghetti with maple syrup on top just because there's been so many sweet things. And I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong, but I'm kind of done. Like, no. I think there's a point where you think, I don't know if I feel so good.
Yeah.
And so I hope there's just some natural course correction with that.
Yeah. Now, I felt forward. Like when we got home, we had made cinnamon rolls on the 23rd. And when we got home from Little M's Oyster Bar, he ate, listen, I don't want to shame anybody, but he ate 3/4 of a pan of cinnamon rolls standing there in the kitchen. And the next morning he was like, I think that Little M's was kind of rich. He was like, it kind of upset my stomach. And I was like, or perhaps. What I'm going to say, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe what
just
it was.
Consider.
I'm just going to say those 8 cinnamon rolls covered in butter and sugar that you stood in the kitchen and ate. I'm just saying you haven't been eating that amount of sugar. So maybe your body was like, alert.
Yeah. It's just a theory. Yeah. Just hold it lightly. Do with it what you will.
That's what I'm saying. But I will say, listen, I have not taken Christmas down yet. I'm going to wait until New Year's Day because I'm still enjoying my tree. And this is the benefit of not having a real tree, I've discovered. Mm-hmm. So from that point, but I'm going to say that Perry and Caroline went to the ranch. When did they go? Sunday, Saturday. I don't know. They went one day. I can't remember. They went one day and they left. And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And I started in my bathroom and I am going to say, I am in the midst of the clean out of my life. Like,
I say bravo.
The amount of hair products that I've said, you know what, this does not work for me. And I'm sorry, I spent money on that, but I'm throwing it out. Skin products that I don't need anymore. Jewelry that I don't wear anymore. Like, then I moved into the kitchen and I got rid of sheets for my bed that I've held on to because I'm like, I'm never going to put those sheets on my bed anymore because I love my Boll & Branch sheets. So I was like, I'm going to get rid of these sheets. I went through every drawer and I threw out cookie sheets. I threw out a meatloaf pan that had needed to go for the better part of 5 years. Like,
you put it out of its misery.
I did. It had done its time. And you know what? You can go on Amazon and order new stuff and it's not that expensive. I threw out some pot holders that did the Lord's work over Christmas, but they were disgusting.
Yeah.
And they needed to go.
Yeah. When we redid the kitchen a couple of years ago, I ordered all new cookie sheets, all new like baking pans, all that stuff. And it's a gift I should have given myself about 15 years ago.
Yes.
Because that stuff just gets old and there's a time when you have to say, I believe the Lord wants to do a fresh work with my bakeware.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
And and the USA Pan brand on Amazon is exceptional. And I have enjoyed all my new stuff so much, but I'm not going to wait 15 years before I replace it. You know, it's a nice thing we can do for ourselves if we like to cook.
And when you start to look at it through the lens of, because we had a couple of just like inexpensive, like cutting boards, like just those plastic ones, not wooden ones, but like cutting boards where you start to look and think, if somebody were to walk in my kitchen and say, you have a cutting board and I handed them this because it's been so used and it's just stained. I was like, well, I'd be embarrassed. I'd be embarrassed to show you my cutting board. So I was like, a lot of that stuff I threw out. So, I mean, I had bags and bags of trash. And I'm not done yet because I still have like the desk area in our kitchen. I have my built-ins in the living room, but I'm scouring. Like, basically, if it's not something like sentimental or meaningful, it's gone. Like, I'm ready for it to all be gone.
I say congratulations.
Thank you.
I think that's fantastic. I did take down our Christmas Sunday afternoon when I got home from church Sunday morning. I told David, I was like, hey, this is it for me with the Christmas. I think I'm, and Alex was a little sad about it. And I was like, I appreciate that, but it's time.
It's time to go. Yeah.
I need for there not to be all the stuff. And so as much as I love it. And so we got all that put away Sunday. David packed up all the trees and all that stuff after I got the ornaments off of that. And so now I am, I've been working through my office to get it cleaned out, but I'm primed up to clean out my pantry is the first thing that I want to clean out. And then I have two closets that are on my list, one in our guest room and the closet in here that I have not touched. And but I'm going to need to be by myself for that.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think when David and Alex go to the movie on New Year's to go see the Stranger Things movie, I think that's when I'm going to really get after one of the closets.
Okay.
So that hopefully I can get the stuff out. I can get it all in my car or whatever I'm going to donate. And I don't have to really, discuss that stuff with anybody.
Yes. So, yes. Mm-hmm. That's kind of part of when they got home, I was kind of sad because I was really making progress and I didn't feel like I had to ask permission for anybody's. It's like basically like you weren't home. You should have been here if you didn't just throw out.
That's right.
So, but I mean,
stuck around.
Yeah. I went through medicines. I can't even tell you. And it felt so good. Like it
does.
God, I love an end of the year clean out. So,
I do too.
So anyway, I'm going to continue that this week. And I feel real good about it.
Well, I'm so glad.
Well,
I had kind of a, it was not a full circle moment, but it was a tender moment in the kitchen when everybody came over here the day after Christmas. I decided, and like if I had any idea what I cooked, I would tell y'all. But no. I know what we did. We got Chinese food that night. I didn't cook. Our favorite Chinese place was open, and so David went and picked up Chinese, and then I said for dessert, I'm going to make the apple tarts, the apple turnovers that my grandmother always, because I've been really working on them, trying to get my feeling like hers and all that kind of stuff. So after we ate the Chinese food, which I know it's not your favorite, but it was so good. Like it was just something so different, you know, after all the sort of typical holiday food. So we had Chinese and I said, okay, I'm going to make these apple, well, I call them apple tarts, but they're really apple turnovers. I'm going to make these for dessert. And I have started to make this, and I don't remember if Mamaw Davis did this or not, but I take, when I drain the apples after I cook them in butter and brown sugar, which what's wrong with that, right?
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
I keep that sauce, I strain it, and then I stir in vanilla. So you have like this little caramelly brown sugar, but it's not quite caramel because it hasn't boiled. So anyway, so I made the tarts and served them with vanilla ice cream, and then I drizzled that brown sugar and butter over the top.
Yum.
And I was a little nervous because my sister and my daddy, of course, ate Mamaw Davis's apple tarts.
They know.
So they know. And listen, I got thumbs up all the way around. My sister told me she thought I had nailed it. I know. This was like, it felt like a Tony Award. It felt like
it really is. Yeah.
Because it's something that we really, I mean, I really had to survey sort of like my sister and my cousin and daddy and my brother to remember them.
Yeah.
And anyway, I'm so delighted that I can make them.
Yeah.
Alex will be able to make them. You know, it's like it lives another day. So
100%.
Anyway, that was super fun to get to share a little bit of, because, you know, when I get obsessive with something and kind of get my mind on something like that, that one wing really comes to play in terms of we're going to get this thing nailed down. And so anyway, I was so happy to get to share those with them. And I'll keep making them. In the new year, I think. I have also really gotten a kick out of TikTok the last few nights.
Okay.
Because people are posting different pieces and parts of their family celebrations. And y'all, people are a wonder. They're just a wonder. There was one video, I posted it on Instagram, where different family members went back into their grandmother's closet and would put on one of her clothing items and then walk out to the kitchen and they were waiting for her to notice. And honest to goodness, like 10 or 12 of them had gone back and put on one of her vests, you know? It would be like if we had all gone and gotten one of Martha's three-quarter sleeve jackets and just walked around waiting for her to notice, you know?
So
and,
good.
And then when the grandmother finally did notice, she was so tickled. Like, uh-huh. She thought it was hilarious. It made me so happy.
I love that.
There was another family that posted parts of their cousin talent show that has been a family tradition for 59 years.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Which, you know, I would have had to leave that family if yes. I had been, because I don't want to ever be in a skit.
No, I would have been out. I would have been out.
But mm-hmm. but they had a backdrop that said Jesus is Lord, and then they got down there and just did some very vulgar dances. I don't know. It just makes me happy seeing the different things that different families do, the ways that they enjoy each other or make one another laugh. TikTok's been real good for that. So
I love that. Anyway. I did see a reel on, it was on Instagram, because, you know, I don't do TikTok, but I saw an Instagram reel, and it was, you know how people have gone into Home Goods? It's the Home Goods trend where it's like,
oh, yeah.
Where I can find
yes.
Big Bird holding a cookie.
Yes. Cookie.
But somebody had done that with stuff at their mom's house. It was this brother and sister did it. And they were like, do you know where I can find, but my favorite was, is do you know where I can find a piggy bank that looks like the Titanic crashing into an iceberg?
And she had one.
And it was the Titanic. And when you put a coin in it, it bumped the iceberg. And I thought, well, that feels kind of morbid, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
But, oh, my gosh, the different stuff. Because I thought, oh, you could do that where it was like, do you have a candlestick that looks like a saxophone? You
know? That's it.
And yes. I was like, oh, my gosh, you could so do that at a grandma's house for sure. And really, frankly, probably my house. But it just probably made me too. Really laugh.
There was a TikTok, I'm sure it's on Instagram too, where the family was trying to convince the 2-year-old Anna to retire her pacifier. So they had a funeral service for the mm-hmm. pacifier, mm-hmm. but they had the funeral service complete with one relative playing the piano. The dad essentially giving a eulogy to the pacifier for its faithful service, Lord.
Yes.
It was delightful. So that's been kind of a fun thing. And not to mention that there's been a lot of, I would say a lot of subpar football. I haven't really enjoyed much of the football, but it has been there.
It has not been good. I mean, it's been fine, but we're also kind of getting, I mean, we're moving up towards the better games are really going to all be New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
Yes.
So, which is part of why I'm like, that's the perfect day to take down Christmas, because I can just have football on all day.
That's very true.
That's kind of my plan, because I'm trying to think. We watched Stranger Things. So the finale comes out New Year's Eve, which we probably won't watch it until I don't know, because Caroline's going to see some friends in Houston, so we will wait for her. So that'll be probably a January 2nd thing is what I'm going to say. So I've spent a lot of time watching Instagram reels about Stranger Things mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. theories and kind of making fun of, because there were some moments, I'm going to be honest, the plot, I was like, I don't know, this feels like we've got some holes here.
I've heard mixed things uh-huh. about it from uh-huh. pretty much the people I know who watch. So yeah.
it's been good. Now there were moments like, I mean, I'm going to say, I mean, where I was in full, like, mouth open, like, oh my gosh, what's happening? But there was also some things where I was like, I don't know. So anyway, we watched that. I read Jeff Hiller's book, Actress of a Certain Age.
Listen, what a treasure he is.
I loved that book. I thought it was a really tender, well-written memoir. And then I'm trying to think what else. And then I just started a new book called, I can't remember, but it this one. Hold on. Now I'm going to look on Amazon.
Okay.
I ordered it. But it came, it was kind of a, I was looking for something kind of, oh, Fun for the Whole Family. By Jennifer Smith. I don't know. It feels like a family saga. So I just started that. And other than that, I'm trying to think. I feel like we just watched a bunch of like Christmas movies. Nothing new to report.
Yeah. I don't think I finished the latest season of The Traitors, which I had started back in the summer and
yes.
then just got sidetracked. And so I finished that.
Okay.
I felt like I was a person in search of a show. this whole past week. And maybe it's because I watched so much last weekend, but I felt like I couldn't land on anything. Nothing really was holding my attention. I didn't really know what I wanted to watch. There were no new Housewives episodes. I couldn't really find my way. Yeah. I would just kind of go from Netflix to Peacock, you know, to HBO Max and sort of just float around looking for something maybe. I was going to watch this show on Apple TV called Task, which is Mark Ruffalo, and he's a former priest / FBI agent, as so many are.
What a tired plot, you know?
And I've heard such good things about it, but I did not have the bandwidth to get into it. I think it's probably a really good show, but I just was like, this feels involved. This feels like there's going to be some sadness. I'm just not sure. And maybe that's why I've just cooked so much. It was just an easier way to entertain myself than trying to find something to watch. So anyway, I'll pick back up here at some point, but there's just not really been anything new that appealed to me.
So. Well, you've been so busy cooking. When are you going to watch? You know what I mean? You've been in the kitchen. So.
And I'm cooking tonight. I told Alex because I haven't cooked in 2 whole days, but since we're here and we're Alex's dog sitting, Casey's dog, they're out of town.
Okay.
And so he was going to dog sit at their house, but we ended up just saying, you know what, just bring him here because we love having a dog in the house. So Sebastian's here, precious angel. Mm-hmm. And so since I knew we were all going to be here tonight, I said, why don't I'm going to cook hamburger steak and like some twice baked potatoes and that kind of situation.
That sounds delicious.
It's so much more fun though to cook when there's more than one other person here to eat it.
Oh, you know? For sure. Yeah. It makes a big difference. I feel
it
like.
It does.
It's funny how I'm like, I don't know why one more person feels like.
I don't either, but it does.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a little bit of a difference maker. So.
Yeah. It makes more sense. So, yeah. So other than that, I got real excited today because I saw that Shrinking, which is probably one of my favorite shows. The new season comes out January 28th.
Oh, that's not far at all.
No. And so I thought, well, that gives us something to get us through January because it looks, God, I love that show. I just think
I do too.
So good. So I was super excited about that.
And there's some other show that's coming back like the 11th. I've just said that. I have no idea what show I'm talking about. I just know that there's a show that's coming back around with a new season.
Okay.
I'm going to have to Google it real quick because it's going to drive me crazy. But it was something that I like. I don't know.
Okay. I'm trying to remember.
I know. It was, who knows what it was. Oh, no, David was saying The Pitt's coming back on, but I don't watch that because it's medical shenanigans.
I've heard it's really good, and Kelly really liked it, too.
He loves it. Okay. He loves it. Oh, Bridgerton! Bridgerton comes back.
Oh, yes. Oh, I will be all in for that. That's a good one.
Oh, it's one of my favorites.
I know. So, now, what will y'all do for New Year's Eve? I know y'all probably have big plans. Do you have your sequined outfit ready to go out on the town?
I have my sequined outfit, and we'll do not one thing. I'll cook something. Maybe Suzanne and Barry will come over. I don't know. And then we'll go to bed. I mean, you know, before midnight even thinks about being here. I don't know if Alex has plans or not. I have not asked him. Most of his friends, I feel like, are out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be low key. It will be just football and the end. So yeah.
Perry and I have a dinner reservation at 6 o'clock.
I did look into making us a dinner reservation last night, but that was a little late to start really digging through Resi looking for a time. So
we did 6 o'clock. And so we feel like that way because the Miami Ohio State game, I think, starts at 6:30. So we're like that way we'll get home to watch the most important part of that game.
Yeah.
And, you know, it feels good. He'll be in bed by 9 o'clock and then I'll stay up to help Mabel process the fireworks that'll go off at midnight.
I forgot about the fireworks.
I know. Yeah, it's going to be a thing. So
I know. Maybe I should try to do something a little bit more festive. I don't know.
I don't know that there's really any I mean, we were like, Perry was like, what did we do last New Year's? And I'm like, I think what we do every New Year's, nothing. Like, we just, we're home. So
yeah, that's kind of what I think for us too.
And I'm fine with that in the whole scheme of things. I got to get ready for my big clean out on New Year's Day. So I got to get those trees down. It's going to be
time's a wasting.
I know. Part of the reason I haven't taken it down, true story, is because I look and I'm like, God, it feels very daunting to have to think about taking all that stuff down right now.
I know, but it's a lot easier to take it down, I feel like, than to put it up.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Okay, so is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites.
Listen here. We have a companion for five favorites.
Listen, Piper just, I saw somebody walking up to our front door. I don't know what's happening. Okay, the first thing is I do like to get, for all that, you know, the Roman calendar is not the real calendar. I do like to get a new notebook to start the year. I like a new journal. I like to put my word of the year on it. I like to
Do you know your word of the year yet?
I'm processing through. I think I know, but okay. I think we'll talk about it on Patreon after I have time. I need to let it sit, but I think I know.
Okay. I have one, but we'll talk about it on Patreon.
Okay. Uh-huh. So anyway, I found this. In the past, I've always ordered these other notebooks, but this year I looked on Amazon and I ordered this aesthetic thick spiral notebook journal for women.
In the B5 format, which is exciting.
It's very exciting. It is a linen hardcover. It's college ruled. It's got 300 line pages. Here's why I like it. The pages are thick enough that you can write on them front and back.
Yes.
And
critical.
Which is critical to me because like this is like my notebook. Like when I use my notebook for the year, it's what I take to church and take sermon notes on. It's where I write my prayers. It's where I journal. It's everything. So I need it to be like heavy duty. So I ordered it in black because I felt like the black cover would wear better than the linen one. But anyway, it's $15. It is a great little notebook. And I like a spiral because I'm left-handed. I like a spiral because it helps. I can lay it out better.
Yes.
For me, it works better for my writing style.
A spiral is, at this point for me, with whatever notebook I'm using, a spiral is a non-negotiable.
Yeah.
I need to be able to lay it flat. And I like it to have some kind of a relatively hard back and front so that you've got a good surface to bear down on. These are some of my qualifications.
So. Yeah. So anyway, so that's that.
Okay.
The next thing is I have been on a search and I've tried different ones, but I need a root concealer because the bottom line is I take all this biotin and my hair grows faster than I can afford to get my roots done.
Okay.
But I just ordered this one off of Amazon. It's the Style Edit Root Concealer. And part of the reason I ordered it is it said that it doesn't transfer and it doesn't, like, it really stays. And I'm going to tell you that it does.
Okay.
And this is a game changer for me because I feel like I would put some of the other brands in my hair and I was like, you know, I'd get up in my pillow the next day would just look like something terrible had happened. So, this one really wears well. It stays in. You just use it touch up. I think the color's really good. It's not too wet. I feel like the L'Oreal can feel too wet, and this one does not feel that way. So it's really good if you need a
root concealer. Okay, this is very exciting. Very exciting.
It's very exciting. So the next thing is this Amazon Essentials. I just needed like a good white t-shirt just to wear under sweaters, to wear just even by itself or whatever. This is like the best. I'm telling you, it's $13. It's the best t-shirt that I've found. It's thick, but it's soft. It's not see-through. So you could wear it by itself if you wanted to. It hits it at like a hip length, which I kind of like because if I just want to throw it on with like sweatpants or something, it doesn't look dumpy, you know, like it's just a good length. It only comes in four colors, but I'm telling you, this is like the best t-shirt I've found.
Okay. All right. I'm very, very interested in this. This is a whole separate discussion that we'll get to on our low-level goals discussion, but just remind me how this t-shirt fits in there. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm real pleased with it. The next thing, this is something that I got Caroline on a whim for Christmas because they were on sale, but they are these baggy wide leg cargo sweatpants. They're on sale at Nordstrom.
Oh.
They are so good. They're so soft. They're really cute. I got her the black, and like they almost look like she was like, I can get away with wearing these to work with a sweater because they look kind of polished enough where you wouldn't look at them and know that they were sweatpants.
Yes.
But they feel like sweatpants, but they come in a lot of colors. They're really cute. Now they are long, which is for her was a plus, but just know they're.
She's very tall, Millie.
She's very tall and her legs are very long. So, but no, these are just a great sweatpant and they're on sale for under $30 right now.
What color does she have?
I got her the black.
Okay.
But she thinks she wants to order another color because she likes them so much. And they do run, I would say they run a little big. So if you're going to size, I would size down one.
Okay. So I'm ordering these right now.
Okay. They're real cute.
I think I'm going to get the gray soft heather.
That's what I think I'm going to get for myself. I like the gray soft heather a lot. So I just, you can't go wrong.
I mean, and they're $19.75.
Yeah. Why would you not get them? And I just think they would be so cute even with just like a button-down shirt.
Yes. Or a crew neck really sweater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or a t-shirt that you find on Amazon.
That's right.
You have an outfit. The next thing is, this is from Old Navy, and I actually got this for Mimi for Christmas, but I have since ordered one for myself, and it is the Bounce Fleece Snap Front Tunic. This looks longer on the model than it is. There's one of the girl in green that fits more, but it's a good, like, actual tunic sweatshirt. So it comes down long enough. It covers everything that you want covered. It's not super heavy, so it would be great to throw on, like, post-workout or on days where it's not super cold.
This is so cute.
Isn't it cute? Like, it's super soft. It feels like that Spanx material is what it feels like.
I didn't realize I was on the Old Navy website until I scrolled up and I was like, oh, it's Old Navy.
And it does not feel like Old Navy. Now, listen, it is $59.99, which is pricey for Old Navy.
Well, that tells you it's a high quality Old Navy item.
Yeah, but it is. And I mean, it's such a good length, and the green is pretty much all sold out, but this black is what I got for myself. And I'm like, I will wear this all the time because I love a sweatshirt. I love something that's long enough to throw on with leggings and feel like everything is covered.
That's so cute. I love.
Super cute. So anyway, those are my five favorites.
Well, thanks for your favorites. It's always hard, I feel like, this time of year. The favorites are trickier.
Yeah.
Because we're all a little shopped out.
Yeah, I was gonna say we're sugared and shopped out.
Yeah. And so anyway, but these are all great things for kind of teeing yourself up for a comfy new year, which I love.
Listen, let's have that. Happy comfy new year, everyone.
Listen, I've ordered my cargo sweatpants, baggies, cargos, whatever. Mm-hmm. And Nordstrom says they hope I love it, which I will.
I feel certain you will. Mm-hmm. I feel real good about it. So,
I do too.
Okay. Well, y'all, thanks for listening. And we'll see you back here in 2026.
Yes, we will. And we'll be on Patreon next week. We've got Southern Living Level coming up. Read the new issue of Southern Living together. We've got low-level goals coming up. Mm-hmm. We've just so much to look forward to in the new year.
So much to look forward to. So stay tuned for that.
All right. We'll talk to y'all later.
All right. Bye, everybody.